Good morning. Somewhere after the welcome, like 30 people showed up, and then the kids dismissed and they all disappeared, which I love. So welcome again, if this is the first time that you have been welcomed. So this morning, we begin our series on rest, and we're talking about remembering the Sabbath. All right, and so I wanted to start out, I recently found some startling statistics to me that I wanted to start out by reading to you. So this the most recent survey I could find was 2016. All right, so this is a little bit dated. Maybe everyone's had a change of heart since then. I don't know. But in 2015, 41% of Americans did not take a single vacation day. All right, not even just some. They didn't take any vacation days. All right, 55% of Americans did not use all of their vacation day. All right, more than one employers required employees to work on Thanksgiving. Nearly 2 in 5 organizations require employees to work on either Christmas or New Year's. And 41% of employers will have staff working, ironically, on Labor Day. We, as a country, just don't really do the whole rest thing well, right? Like, we are over workers. We just are. There's next week when we get into talking about some other stuff, there's going to be some weird statistics that I tell you that to me is like, oh, crap, we're over workers. But an anecdotal example of this is I heard a sermon. I listened to a lot of sermons throughout the week because there's some like really good preachers out there. And one guy was talking about something and he said, you know, a thought I had. He said, there are 10 commandments. And if I break 9 of them, I get fired, right? Like if I murder somebody, I'm going to get fired. He's a pastor. I would hope anybody gets fired for murdering somebody, but he's a pastor. He's like, if I cheat on my wife, then I am going to get fired. He said, but if I don't honor the Sabbath, right, if I don't take a break, I probably get a promotion, right? As a matter of fact, I used to know the greatest pastor I've ever met in my entire life, Felicia Hopkins. She's incredible. The greatest pastor I've ever known. The church that we were at got mad at her because they thought she took too many vacation days because she took the time off that she was allowed to take off, right? Like, she was allowed 3 Sundays a year, and she took off 3 Sundays one year, and they were like, she's gone all the time. How could she do this? Obviously, that did not go anywhere. She is still the pastor at that church. But there was tension because she was following one of the 10 commandments, right? Like, that is where we're at in this world. I was talking this last week to Andrew and Justin, who mysteriously are both not here, I think, because they are honoring the Sabbath. But I was talking to them about how we were going to talk about this. And Andrew's like, yeah, I just get real convicted because, like, it's a 10 commandment. Like, we don't play around with those. I just don't think we ever let that set in. Honor the Sabbath is a 10 commandment, right? So our scriptures this morning, we read 3 things. The first two, There are two different listings of the 10 commandments, right? One's in Exodus, one's in Deuteronomy. So you guys got both versions of it. But it is one of the 10 commandments: honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. 6 days work, on the 7th day rest. It is something that we are convicted and called to do, and something that we routinely ignore. Something we are proud of disobeying. Right, something like we like wear it like a badge of honor. Like, hey, I haven't had a day off in 30 days. Aren't I awesome? You know, like I used to work with youth, right? And the biggest like marker between a youth and adult to me, aside the fact that the youth are way cooler, was I would ask a youth like, hey, how's it going? What's your life? And they would tell me, you know, like whatever, like, oh, I got a new girlfriend. Oh, I'm doing this thing in school. Whatever. I ask an adult, hey, how's your life? 9 times out of 10, they say, oh, you know, it's good. I'm just busy, right? Like, you know you're an adult whenever you say, oh, yeah, I'm busy. Like, that is like a mark of that and a mortgage are marks, and having your own Netflix are marks of adulthood, right? That you answer and say, oh, I'm just busy. It is something in our culture that says, like, unless you are that person that says, oh, I'm just busy, then you're not doing something, right? And so this month, we're going to talk about that, and this morning, we're going to talk about Sabbath. All right, so to start with, I just want to real fast go over what is the Sabbath, right? When we say Sabbath, what is that? This is a very common term I'm sure all of you have heard at least some variant of it. Honestly, most of the time when I hear the word Sabbath, my first thought is Chick-fil-A is closed. But what do you guys know about the Sabbath? What is the Sabbath? Well, one at a time, one at a time. No, Ginny. Right. She's getting it. Yeah. So it is originally Saturday, right? The Sabbath is Saturday. We switched it to Sunday because we're those angsty Christians who wanted to like to Jesus. It was originally Saturday. So in case you guys didn't know, Jewish people, that is still the Sabbath. So they worship on Saturday, all that. Okay. What else do we know about the Sabbath?
Rest.
It's all about rest, right? Like do not work. Yeah. You what?
It's hard for parents, right?
I was, Cecilia told me, are you about to stand up in front of a parent the week kids go back to school and talk about rest? Are you kidding? You don't even have kids. So yes, it is hard for parents. Okay, right? Like, you don't have a baby. You don't know. Next week, we're going to talk about sleeping. Like, imagine that with all the babies in the room. All right, so it is about rest. What else do we know about the Sabbath? Anything else? You're not supposed to work, right? Like, it's very clear on that. Don't work.
Doing those things makes the day holy.
Makes the day. Okay, so doing. Keep it holy, right? Like, there's some kind of spiritual holy something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that is a great question. There are examples. And we're going to talk about this 2 weeks from now, but there are examples of Jesus doing stuff on the Sabbath and like getting in trouble, right? Like the Pharisees are like, how dare you do this? And Jesus is like, check it out, because Jesus is awesome. But yeah, so there are, the Sabbath might not be as black and white as first century Judaism and or some of us today think it is. Yeah. There were, yeah. So, yeah, so the Sabbath... That 31st foot, yeah, you cut him off. Yeah, because it says rest, you know, right? But it doesn't say exactly what that means. And so there were a whole bunch of rules. The Mosaic Law created a whole bunch of rules to kind of follow that. Yeah.
One last thing I will say is I do read where God is telling the people that he thinks
the
Sabbath is crap.
Okay, yeah, there are, especially in the prophets. So like when you start reading the prophets, like Amos, I know, and I think Isaiah, it gets into this idea of like, what even is your Sabbath? Yeah, I love it when the prophets get real like gung-ho about it. It's great. Anyways, so yeah, so there is a lot of biblical witness about the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a really, really important thing to Judaism back then and still is today and hopefully is an important thing to Christians, but it is throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament. There is evidence that Jesus followed the Sabbath, even though sometimes Jesus would like stick up against the rulers, if you will. But the Sabbath was a very integral, important thing. Something else really cool about the Sabbath, it, as it is really unique to the Jewish community. All right, like there were some examples at the time of Babylon doing a similar thing, but this is just a side note because I think this is cool. Babylon thought that the world was created because the gods got tired of gathering food, and so they wanted to make humans to gather food for them because they were lazy, right? And so... They would do these Sabbath things, but it was all centered around that idea of like taking care of the gods. If you read our creation account, it has nothing to do with being slaves to God, right? It's all about out of love and stuff. It's just a different there in culture. And in a similar way, our Sabbath is this thing that comes from love. But yeah, you guys have basically said everything about it. It was this time every 7 days you would not work. A lot of times you would do a religious thing. There was something about it being holy, right? So you would go... you go to synagogue, you would do some religious thing, you would not work, you wouldn't do stuff. There are specific parameters about what you could do on the Sabbath. This all developed trying to keep this Ten Commandment. There's also some really cool stuff about like, so every 49th year was this Jubilee because every 7 years was a Sabbath year. And so like it was built in not just with the day, but the year. And there's just all sorts of Sabbath built into their communities, right? Sabbath was an integral part of them saying, we are trying to worship God, right? It was integral. And I think what we're going to look at today is because Sabbath is arguably one of the most important things we can do. Because we do it for God, for ourselves, ourselves and for others. All right? It answers every facet of things. We do the Sabbath for God because God specifically tells us to. Right? Like in Exodus, it starts out like, I am your God, do this thing. Right? Period. And God's justification is, I am your God, do this thing because I did this thing. Period. Like, that's all you need to know. When we honor the Sabbath, when we keep one day apart, when we don't work on a seventh day, one of the things we're doing in that is we are saying, God, I trust you with my time. All right? We are saying, God, I trust you with my life. Because one of the reasons why we don't Sabbath a lot is because we are not willing to let go. Right? We have to cling. We think if I take a day off, everything's going to fall apart. Right? Like, we cling to it. And so in us taking a Sabbath, we are reminding ourselves and giving to God. We are saying, God, here, look, I really do trust you. Look, I'm going to take a day off and the world's still going to be fine because you took a day off and the world was still fine. Right? Like, if the world can function without God, it can function without us. Like, I don't know if you know that or not. So if God takes a break, we get to take breaks too. And as a matter of fact, we should, because when we don't take a break, we're saying, I'm more important than God. We're saying, wait, I can't break, even though God did, I can't because I matter more than God does to this. All right? So we can't do that. We have to break for our relationship with God. But we also have to break for ourselves. Right? There's a verse, we're going to read this in a couple weeks, but there's a story that Jesus says, and Jesus says this verse where he says, the Sabbath, man was not made for the Sabbath, but Sabbath for the man, right? God instituted a Sabbath for our sake. We were designed to break. We were designed to rest. I was recently reading this really interesting thing. It was this psychology thing, whatever, report paper thing. But they were examining, they were looking at PTSD, because that is like a really big thing right now. But they were looking at PTSD in the past, and they had noticed that obviously, a lot of this just wasn't even paid attention to or diagnosed until recently. But they'd noticed that soldiers coming back from different wars showed different signs of PTSD, like different levels. And what they found was most of the people coming back from World War II did not, like, there wasn't as high of a level of PTSD as there was coming back from Vietnam or Korea, right? Especially Vietnam. And so they were looking at that, and they were like, that's interesting. Let's figure out why, because they're scientists, and that's what they do. I was looking at Levi when I said, I'm sorry, Levi. And so they started looking into that. And so they had all these theories. One of them was like, well, yeah, after Vietnam, like, they were treated like crap. And after World War II, they were treated like heroes. So, like, that could be one thing. But that ended up not being what they ended up settling on. What they figured out, or what they think is, so after Vietnam, what would happen is you'd be fighting, you'd get on a plane, you'd fly home, you know, and then there's the scenes of them walking through the airports and getting spit on, but like you would come back and like you're back in life, right? After World War II, you would be over in Europe or in Asia or wherever, and you would take a boat ride for a month to get home, right? And they said that was the difference, because what happened was these soldiers are on a boat for a month just with themselves, each other, and nothing else. And so they got to take a break. They got to Sabbath. They got to spend a month detoxing and decompressing with people that had just been through what they went through, and they came back a lot healthier and a lot mentally ready to face the world. Whereas these other people, they came back and were just dumped in. There was never a break. And so these psychologists, they're looking at this to try to see how can we help PTSD today. And they said, honestly, one of the best things we can do is forget we have airplanes. Do to prevent PTSD, because they needed that time of just rest, right? When we are constantly facing traumas of the world, we need to have breaks. We need to have days where we rest. Where for 6 days we're out there, we're fighting against injustice, we're fighting against an evil society, we're fighting against the devil, and then on a seventh day we get to just sit on a boat and rest. Right, we need that. We were built for that. We have to have that detox time. There are so many studies that say if you don't get enough rest, if you don't get breaks, if you don't take vacation, then there's a higher chance of depression, there's a higher chance of suicide, there's a higher chance of diabetes, there's a higher chance of being overweight, there's a higher chance of like everything. Right? Our bodies are breaking down because we are not able to say, no, enough is enough, right? So we have to rest, not only for our relationship with God, but we have to rest for ourselves. We have to be willing to take a break for ourselves. And finally, we have to be willing to take a break for other people, right? I loved, so the Deuteronomy version of this, side note, I had three scriptures because the Mark thing shows that we need rest. But the Deuteronomy version of the Ten Commandments, I love it because God's justification for it changes, right? In Exodus, God says, hey, you need to take a break because I took a break, right? This is all about you understanding that I am God and you are not God, right? That is the Exodus one. In Deuteronomy, he says, hey, you need to take a Sabbath because remember, you were slaves once, right? Remember, you used to not get breaks. It switches. In Deuteronomy, suddenly the motivation is a social justice thing, right? Like anybody who says Old Testament God doesn't care about people, like they haven't read the Old Testament. God's whole motivation for this is to take care of the other. The whole motivation is don't forget, you have people living in your society that desperately need a break that you are not giving one to. And the same is true today. Chick-fil-A might be closed, but how many other places are open, right? When we're not willing to take a break, it affects everyone around us, right? If Levi's working 7 days a week, it's going to affect Maggie and Emily and his secretary and whoever else and all these people. If 7 days a week we're go, 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 and there's never a break, then people are going to have to work at those places we're going. People are going to have to work around us. We are constantly running each other ragged because we're not willing to take a break. I remember lowly minimum wage Radio Shack employee that would have to work on Thanksgiving. Dude, I loved it. And I loved working on Thanksgiving because I got paid time and a half and a ton of commission, but I hated working on Thanksgiving because it was on Thanksgiving. I remember there was a month I worked 40 days straight. Like, I just didn't have a day off. And it's because that is our society. We are forcing, we are the modern day servant and other is the minimum wage worker. It is the person that can't, that is having to work three jobs to have enough to survive, and we are saying, yeah, go ahead and work that 80 hours because I need it now, right? We are stuck in a society of immediacy, and we don't realize it can wait a day. We say, no, I got to be able to go to Walmart right now and pick up whatever I forgot, right? So for the sake of other people, we have to take a break. We have to stop because we as a society are ruining ourselves. Right? We are saying I am better than God, but we're also saying you don't matter. All right? And so I don't care what, I wanted to present all three of those because I don't care what your motivation is, right? I don't care if you're real selfish and you're like, this is all about me, I need a break. Or whether you're real social justice-y and you're like, man, for the sake of the other, I got to take a break. Or whether it's the God thing, I don't care what it is, but for whatever reason, we have to start honoring the Sabbath. We have to start taking this seriously. We have to stop pretending that there's only 9 commandments. We have to be willing to say, yes, I'm going to stop. I'm going to take a break. I am going to honor a Sabbath. I'm going to take a day off. Because if we don't, we're going to ruin ourselves and everyone else along with us. All right? So that is our charge this morning. All right, and so I wanted to leave with you with a couple of ideas on, just a couple of tips. All right, so Cecilia and I have been doing this thing where each month we try to do like a different thing to focus on our lives and stuff, and it's a whole thing. And so this month is our rest month to coordinate with this, and so we're being really intentional about having a Sabbath, and we're being really intentional about like getting rest throughout the week and all sorts of stuff. But so some of the things that we have found are that if we do not specifically say our Sabbath is going to be here, we just don't do it, right? So for us, our Sabbath is on a Friday. All right, I'm gonna break the rules a little bit and say it doesn't actually have to be on the seventh day. It can be whatever works best for you. But for us, ours is on a Friday because both of us work at churches, so there's no way we could take off on a Sunday. So on Fridays, we don't do anything work-related. All right, we've picked that day, and what that means for us is that means a lot of times we'll either go like hang out with friends and go to the movies, or like we'll take a trip to a random small town and eat ice cream, or it's not just us sitting at home and like twiddling our, it's not like Laura Ingalls Wilder, you know, where they're like playing with their thumbs all day. We like do stuff, but it's all about rest, and it's all about not work. And the hard part for us that we figured out is that we work a lot, And it's not like, so both of us work at churches, but both of us also have like seven other things that we do, right? Like we have all these side hustles, we have all these other projects going on in our lives. And we were like, oh crap, if we're going to Sabbath, we have to not do that either. Oh man, the Sabbath cannot just be a time for you to like catch up on your to-do list, right? That was a tricky one. I was very glad that we discovered that because that means I had to do less housework. But the Sabbath is not the time where it's like, oh, okay, all week long we've been working really hard, so today we're going to do this, 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 and this, clean up the house, you know, we're going to work on these projects that we've been putting off, we're going to work on our side business. A Sabbath is true no work period on any of your projects, right? On any of your gigs, that is a Sabbath, all right? So I would encourage you to pick a day, pick a very specific day, and then don't do stuff on it. Find out what rejuvenates you as a family. Right? It could be just sitting reading books. It could be going to coffee shops and people watching. I don't know. It could be driving out in the middle of nowhere and going hiking. Whatever that is, figure that out and do that. Take a break. Right? Also, I would encourage you, something we found is our cell phones are the biggest tether to this, because we'll be going somewhere and then we get an email, you know, or then someone Facebook messages her, or then whatever. So don't be afraid to turn it off. Don't be afraid to leave the phone in your pocket. Levi's like, yeah, I do that every day, whatever. Don't be afraid to abandon technology just for a little bit. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not saying it's the devil. This last Friday, I binged The Office. I get it. Don't let yourself succumb to the pressures of jumping back in via your cell phone, all right? I would also recommend to you guys, it's going to be hard at first, but be really, really strict on yourself about it, all right? Force yourselves to do it, because there's going to be times where you're like, no, I'm just going to make this one exception this one time, right? Like, I'm just going to do this one thing. I can't avoid it this one time. At least at the beginning, be really, really strict on it. Don't let yourself have any exceptions. Don't let yourself break any of the rules. Like, do it, all right? But we need to start taking this seriously. And that's going to look different for everybody, and it's a family thing, but we need to start taking this seriously, all right? So your charge for this week. Next week, whenever I randomly call on one of you, you can tell me about it. Your charge for this week is find a Sabbath. Pick a day that you are going to not work, that you're going to not do stuff, all right? It can be, Sunday is a pretty good day set up for that. Our culture normally, like, it will acknowledge that, all right? Come to church, then chill. Side note, church is okay to go to on the Sabbath. I knew a guy that was like, yeah, I'm trying to honor the Sabbath, so I don't want to drive to church. It is okay to go to church. It's all about, like, worshiping God and stuff. You know, we'll get into that next week, but that is okay. Pick your day, try your Sabbath this week, and then next week, just come tell me about it. I'm real excited to hear. But this month, while we're talking about rest, find a Sabbath. It will, I guarantee, it will change your life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.